A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Daf Beis, Ksubas 2a, the very first page of the new Masechta. The Mishnah tells us, Besula Nises Liyoma Revi, a virgin woman would get married on Wednesday, Va'almana Liyoma Chamishi, and a woman who already had relations previously, when she's getting married, she would do it on Thursday. And the Mishnah explains what the significance of this Wednesday for a besula is. Shepa'amayim b'Shabbos, because two times a week, bote dinim yoshvim ba'ayoros. The Bezdin, the Jewish court, would sit. They would have office time twice a week in the cities, Bayom HaSheni Vayom HaChamishi, Monday and Thursday. Shimhaya lo tainis besulim, and therefore, if the man, upon marriage to this woman who was supposed to be a besula, a virgin, finds that she's not, Hayamashkim lebezdin, he would have a way to come to Beis Din promptly, the very next morning, and we would be able to hear his case, and discuss it, and analyze it, and look into it, and try to come to a conclusion. The fear over here is that he finds her not to be a besula, and we're worried, niskarara daito, that he'll calm down if you give it a few days. He'll say, hey, I like her, and it's okay, and I don't mind, I'll deal with it. And that does not sit well with us, and we need to figure out why not. Normally, we're very happy. A person is a litigant, he's angry, he's got all kinds of claims, and you stall him a little bit, and he calms down and comes to his sensibilities, and it's not worth a machlokes. So normally we're very happy with that. Why over here are we so concerned to the point that the Talmudic date of a besula's marriage should be Wednesday, so that everything should be opportune for a Thursday morning court case if needed? And the answer is because the lack of besulim is an indicator of something. Similar to the way that an eid bedika in a woman counting towards mikvah, the eid bedika, it's actually called an eid, a witness. It's saying testimony as to what's going on over there. And the lack of besulim, if the chassan is able to say such a thing and verify such a thing, he has a claim, if there are no besulim, that something happened, that she had relations with another man, perhaps. Why is that such an enormous thing that we want to make sure that the court case is available to him the very next morning? So the ramifications, if she did indeed have relations with another man, are significant in Talmudic times. Because they used to do the erusin, the act of kiddushin, that makes her a married woman, quite a bit before they did nisuin, the chuppah, and actually taking her to her husband's house. And in that interim period, from Kiddushin till Nisuin, she was still in her father's home, so to speak. And if she shows up in the husband's home without Besulim, we're concerned that she was Mezane, that she intentionally lived with another man during that time period between Kiddushin and Nisuin. This is particularly a concern because they sometimes made kiddushin with like prearranged type marriage where the girl was very young. It could be the girl in some instances was actually before the age of 3, and the parents set up the marriage, and it's actually quite a question as to why she doesn't have Besulim, especially if he's been waiting all these years from the time of the Kiddushin until finally he takes her into his home, let's say when she's exactly 12 years old, for example. He does have a bit of a wonderment. Why doesn't she have Besulim? The secondary ramification that's discussed is that the ksuba money that she's entitled to when the marriage terminates with the death of the husband or with a divorce, any case that she outlives the marriage. So by a besula, if she went into the marriage as a besula, she's entitled to masayim 200 silver coins. And if she went in as a be'ula, as a woman who already had relations, then she's only entitled to mone, 100 coins. And therefore, part of the discussion here would be, what kind of ksuba is she really entitled to? But that would not even be the big factor, because he would be claiming mekach tos. He would be claiming that the entire deal is off, because I thought I was going into a marriage with a woman who is a besula. It turns out she's not. It's not even the 100 coins that he's discussing. He's actually discussing the entire marriage validity. But the money issue pales in face of the real concern that we have, which is maybe the lack of besulim is an indicator that she was mezana, that she was illicitly with somebody after the kiddushin as a married woman before the nisuin. There is an alternative. It could be that she's a mukaseitz, which means that the besulim were removed by an instrument. Practical is possible, but even beyond the practical, that something was there, we have, for example, the Yalkut Shimoni in Pashas Chayesara describes that Rivka did not have regular besulim, because, as the Medrash describes, Nizdaza, she was shaking when she saw Yitzchak. On the one hand, she realized his greatness. On the other hand, she shuddered because she recognized Beruach HaKodesh that she would end up mothering someone like Esav as a result of this relationship. V'nafla me'ala gomel, she fell from the camel, as described in the pasuk, and nashru besuleha, her besulim were affected. So you could have that the woman doesn't have besulim, and it's not an indicator of any illicit behavior. Nevertheless, Chazal in Talmudic times wanted to arrange the date of the marriage in such a way that, being that this is a concern, although it's not definitive, but it's a concern, and we want him to show up in Beis Din so that we can deal with the concern. There's an important lesson over here that when a person has a shaila, the Jewish community should orchestrate things, both by encouraging the person who has the shaila and by making rabbonim available for the shailas to facilitate, to make sure that shailas get asked. If it's a shaila of significance, we should make sure somehow, whether it's by people available or by the ability to leave a message so that later people can be in contact, voicemail, email, there are ways to make sure that a shaila that needs to be asked should be asked, whether it's a shaila in mahalach hachayim, decisions that we make, or shailas in halacha or hashkafa. The Gemara, about midway on the page, in the middle of a line, asks the obvious question, V'tinase be'echad b'shabbos, Why can't we let her get married on Sunday? After all, the claim to fame of Wednesday is that it's the day before Thursday when the court meets. But if the courts meet on Monday as well, let her get married on Sunday as an option. That's also a way to come to Beis Din. And the Gemara answers, Shaktu chachomim al takanas benos Yisrael. Chazal instituted this method in deference to the needs of the daughters of Israel. Sheyetoreach besuda shlosha yomim. We want the person to toil in the meal in honor of the marriage for 3 days. Echa b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, Ushlishi b'Shabbos, Uvarevi'i Kontza. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you should be involved, and on Wednesday, he'll take her. But if you would do it on Sunday, Shabbos would interfere, he wouldn't be able to do the proper preparations, and the chasna in honor of the marriage to this woman would be hajpaj. And Chazal didn't like that. In deference to the women, when they get married, they're entitled to a respectable wedding. Finally, what about us in our time? We obviously do not mandate marriages specifically on Wednesday. Why not? So there are a number of obvious reasons. One reason is, since we do Kiddushin and Nisuin together, there's no heightened fear that maybe she was mezana, maybe she acted illicitly between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. There's no year or more in between the two. And she's also not marrying so young that it would be a question like, so when did she lose the Besulim? Did she lose them after Kiddushin, before Nisuin? That doesn't apply to us. Also, we marry typically older women. We're talking about a woman age 18 or older. And at that point, even if there were no Besulim, the heightened possibility of Mukas Eitz, like we mentioned in the incident of Rivka, just as an example, is there. And therefore, the Besulim missing doesn't have the kind of impact on the case that it did in the time of the Talmud. And finally, probably most obviously, our courts do not meet specifically on Monday and Thursday. Our courts are designed usually by appointment, and nothing would be accomplished by having the marriage specifically on Wednesday in anticipation of a Thursday court meeting, because that simply is not the way our courts are operated. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.